morning, J3.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Australia is one of the most obese countries in the world in proportion to its population. In what ways does our drinking culture contribute to this?
So as Australians, we are quite high consumers of alcohol. And we know that alcohol is really quite high in calories. So a pint of beer is almost equivalent in calories to a chocolate bar. So you can see that alcohol consumption can actually have quite a big impact on daily energy intake. And as you said previously, if we decrease alcohol consumption, then our modelling has shown that we can actually decrease body weight and have quite a big impact on obesity-related diseases.
Yeah, wow. I've never actually, thought of the calories in a pint. So I've definitely had a few chocolate bars in that regard. What other factors are currently contributing to Australia's obesity issue?
Well, it's the environment we live in. So at the moment, we are surrounded by an environment where foods high in salt, sugar and fat are tasty, easily available and highly marketed. So we're living in an environment where it's really easy to make bad choices. And what we're suggesting is considering some policies where it'll change the environment we live in, where we can make healthier choices.
Yeah, it's definitely something we need to think about because in terms of nutrition, not many people know what they're putting into their mouths and what it's doing to their body. What is kind of wrong with Australians' current taxation on alcohol?
Well, the existing taxes on alcohol are quite complicated, so with different types of alcohol being taxed quite differently. And public health groups have actually been calling for a uniform volumetric tax, a tax based on alcohol content. And under our modelling, what it shows is that under this new scheme, all alcohol prices will go up, but some alcohol will go up much more than others.
So I'm guessing the ones with a higher percentage of alcohol will be the ones that go up in tax?
No, so what will go up, so when you actually tax based on alcohol content, the really cheap the alcohol that's really cheap at the moment will go up the most. Things that are taxed quite a lot already will go up the least. So things like cask wine would go up the most, followed by bottled wine, beer, and then spirits and ready-to-drink pre-mixes will go up the least in price.
Okay. So what taxation system does your report propose will discourage excessive alcohol consumption? Because I guess there's one thing to put in a new taxation system, but then another thing for it to actually discourage excess alcohol consumption.
So the tax that we're proposing is based on alcohol content, which is something that's been recommended by other public health groups. And what it would mean is that the price of all alcohol goes up, and that's the way that we can decrease consumption.
Right. So would it become something like cigarettes in a way, like where it just kind of keeps, the tax keeps going up in terms of, I mean, there's a lot of tax on cigarettes for health reasons, but also it's a big revenue raiser, I'm sure. But will it end up looking like that for alcohol, do you think, or will it not reach that extent?
Well, at the moment, we're just suggesting a change in the system where alcohol prices do go up. Ideally, what you want is the price of alcohol to actually reflect the cost of alcohol to society. So when you take into consideration all the health impacts of alcohol consumption and all those other impacts as well on society, such as violence and road trauma, etc., ideally, those costs should actually be incorporated into the cost of actually purchasing alcohol.
Yeah, right. Because it's interesting to me because I actually work in a bottle-o, so I kind of see, you know, lots of different people come in through a bottle-o, and it's definitely going to be interesting to see what kind of effect this would have, because it's definitely have a massive effect with in terms of cigarettes. But I guess in a different sense, it might get people to rethink their approach to alcohol if it's a little bit more expensive. Instead of just, you know, they don't have to think about it. So I guess what you will encourage is people to think about how much they need to have and the dietary, you know, guidelines around alcohol. What are some other methods to reduce Australia's obesity problem?
So we looked at 16 different interventions. And as I said, the alcohol tax came up the top. Second on the list was a new tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, followed by an advertising ban on junk food to protect children.
yeah, definitely. I think those are three very, yeah, very important and definitely should be highly considered by the people that would be, I guess, making this decision. Who would be the one to, I guess, put this kind of taxation in place?
Yeah, so Australian governments have said that they're interested in working towards a national obesity strategy. So different governments, so local governments can implement some interventions, state governments can implement interventions, as well as federal governments. When we're talking about taxation, it's most likely to fall on federal governments to actually pass legislation to implement these taxes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that would be extremely interesting how that plays out if that's the way that things go. But it's been fascinating to talk to you this morning, Jayathri, because it's a pressing issue, obesity, and if this is one of the ways to combat it, well, then we have to definitely consider it. So thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.